Hello and welcome to my weekly podcast. Well, I want to begin by acknowledging and congratulating Senator Mary Moran on organising a coffee morning, a fundraiser for Special Olympics Ireland, which was held in the private dining room of Leinster House last Thursday morning. This is the second such fundraiser that Mary has organised within the confines of Leinster House. She also organised a very successful carol singing, which brought in around €1,200 for the St Vincent de Paul at Christmas time. I think all too often the parliamentary grind, and from day to day we can tend to forget areas that need, I think, recognition away from the political spectrum. And Special Olympics Ireland was a very worthy recipient. Well, it's been an interesting time in terms of jobs announcements. On Broad Planalto today gave the green light to the Asian Trade Hub in Athlone. The hub, which will create thousands of jobs, not just in terms of its construction, but also post the completion of that process, will be created to promote business trade between China, Europe and America. Now, this is absolutely huge. This is a major shift in terms of announcements and how we see those generally being consigned to urban centres. But Athlone and Midlands Town is a very fine location. But it's very, very important, I suppose, that we highlight the link between trade that has been built up between this government and China over the last 13 or 14 months. And the recent visit by their Deputy Premier to Ireland was an indication of how serious this government are in terms of showcasing Ireland as a location for international trade and commerce, but also winning important investment opportunities from countries like China who are looking to Ireland as a place in which to do business. Permanent TSB announced today that they're cutting their interest rate by a half of 1%. Now, I welcome that announcement, and I'm one of many public representatives who lobbied government in recent times about that whole issue, because, again, the mortgage issue is hugely significant in terms of the trouble that people find themselves in. So I think when there is movement and there is good news in that whole area, it's worth acknowledging. Again, in terms of jobs announcements, over the last month, that's in the month of April, there was around 1,900 jobs announced for Ireland. Now, this in itself isn't going to sort the unemployment crisis, but it does highlight the fact that we are making improvements and are making inroads in terms of investment in the economy and job creation, because that is the critical challenge facing this administration. We need lots of more announcements like that, but I think we need to remind ourselves that when we do have those announcements, there are improvements and there are green shoots and there is light at the end of the tunnel. Well, that's it from me. You can follow me on Facebook and Twitter, and my website is michaelmccarthy.ie.